Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
Next, we have a question from Devin Bean, but Ooh. She's also new, so that's exciting.
Yay.
Cool. Let's give Devin a round of applause. New Boost member. Awesome.
So she asked, I want to be able to look at other people's posts, hear their stories, see their success, and feel inspired. How can I keep the opposite from happening? What steps can I take to stop feeling like a failure by comparing my current self to others, fully knowing their story isn't my story?
Huge. Okay, right. Cool. Got it. Devin, welcome to the tribe. Welcome to the tribe.
Me too. Welcome to the tribe.
Your question is so valuable, I promise, to the whole community.
Because I'm sure no one else has ever experienced this, right? In some way, shape, or form. I mean, social media is, you know, it's great at making us feel less than and, you know, not enough and all of those things because we compare ourselves.
And everyone knows that Facebook is fake book, you know, and, you know, it is what it is. People can put up a total facade of this life, and it's like a little tiny little part of what their life really is. And we always have to keep that in mind. Side note, tangent related, kind of. I didn't know until 2 weeks ago, I was speaking to an individual and they said that there now exists these sets. Hold on to your chairs, folks, for all of you that are listening. These sets that exist where you can rent out for 30 minutes a private plane that's sitting on the tarmac and go and sit in the freaking plane and have people take video and pictures of you. Yeah, I didn't even tell you about this. This exists. And this is like big in pop culture right now. So they can like look all cool. You know, I'm on a jet, not lying, but they like $100 and giving this false narrative and experience. Like, you know, they're rolling in it and they're flying private everywhere in it. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, I mean, I know that there's, we're in this society where people are overdoing it with this, that, and the other filters or stories or sitting against a car. Anyway, regardless, you have to understand social media is such a skewed view of the reality of what's happening and just already put your mind at ease right here and right now to know, like, they're living their life, you're living yours, and I can't believe that people can actually rent a private jet set and pretend like they're flying on a plane. There's people literally actually doing this. You say, so how about in business? Okay, tell us what you mean by that. You can unmute.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for letting me unmute. I guess a lot of, I didn't do your Mind Power masterclass, but yeah. I'm kind of gathering the idea of a big effing goal. And I have one, and it's business related because I've always been in a place where more easy for me to believe that I couldn't do it than it was for me to believe that I could.
Okay.
So I started a business, and now seeing so much success, I'm surrounded by so much success, like all the time. And fantastic mindsets all the time. And it does bring up my average. I feel it. But there's always that little bit that's like, you don't have what they have. Can't do what they can do. Mm. And I feel like sometimes that little voice, you know, it starts this spiral of disbelief in itself.
Then that's fine.
Yeah. Makes total sense.
I have so many ideas.
I know.
I hope you're taking notes. I'm going to filter.
Prioritize.
Filter. Okay.
We could be here all night.
No, this is so important. And this is thank you for asking this question because I know it's going to benefit everybody. The people that are here and even the people that watch the replay. So we're going to tackle this from multiple different angles. First of all, one of the secrets to massive levels of empowerment, which then will lead to performance, right? Which then leads to excellence and whatever success that you want, is to try to be more intrinsically inspired and motivated than extrinsically. And because here's the deal. If an individual is ever in a point where they don't have those external sources of inspiration or motivation, then their inspiration and motivation just disappears.
Fall flat.
So this is why, I mean, listen, it's, you can use it as a model. And I know this is, there's like a little, just like a nuance of a shift here. But I think it's going to help you massively. You can use it as a model. You can use it as a, okay, cool. They've gotten to this level of success. I'd like to get there. You can use it as a benchmark. That's fine. But from a level of, because you brought up inspiration in your question, from a level of inspiration and motivation, be able to tap more into yourself and how you can internally motivate yourself. Like we talk about in the Mind Power Breakthrough module too, we talk about the, and we mentioned this earlier too, the principles, passion, and purpose. This is so important. This is the most powerful approach to internal, or as some would say, intrinsic inspiration and motivation, is understanding. So your purpose is where you're going in life. Your passion is how you're going to get there. Your principles are how you're going to behave on the journey. There's nothing out there that exists that is near as powerful as your three P's, because it's literally your blueprint for building your best life and your roadmap to your dream life. When you get what ignites a cauldron within you through your passion switches, or your what you're passionate about. We don't view passion as an emotion, but as a
driver.
A driver or an energizer. When you get that, like, watch out, world. Yeah, Katie, bar the door.
You're on fire.
You're on fire, and no one can get in your way. Your principles are what's important to you. So when you have all this dialed in, we tell our alumni from the Mind Power Breakthrough Program, we said, review your three P's every morning. You do your morning routine for mental toughness, only takes about 9 minutes, and then review your three P's. That's why I said I bounce on my rebounder, a trampoline, for 15 minutes, because it takes me 9 minutes to do my morning routine and prayer, and then about 5-6 minutes to review my three P's. That's all the inspiration and motivation I need. Now, everything on social media, and by the way, you're going to love this little kind of play on words. We don't call it social media anymore. We call it business media, because we don't socialize on social media. We just don't. It's a time waster.
Go there for business, get in, get
we
out.
Go there for building relationships with our tribe members, yeah, and to keep in touch with our tribe members, and to also look out for other individuals that could be part of our tribe.
Otherwise, it's a time sucker. It can totally change your mood and put you in a different place, and just distract you from what your purpose is, what you're doing, and where you're going. We get that you would need it for your business. We get that.
Yep.
Yet try to limit it as much as possible, just so you don't get sucked down the rabbit hole of it.
So I want you to imagine in front of you is a ladder. The ladder goes to whatever level of success that you want. Just imagine that. Okay. Now, here's what you're doing. You're looking at an individual beside you who's on a ladder, and you perceive that they are ahead of you. Here's the thing that people don't take into consideration when they're thinking about this. They're not taking into consideration how long that other person's ladder was. This is so important. The comparison game is so dangerous, because what people will do is they will forget about time, and they will say, oh, here I am, and this other person is way ahead of me. Well, yeah, but maybe their journey started eons before you. This is so important. Great quote from Robert Herbcheck. I hope I'm saying that correctly. He's one of the sharks on Shark Tank. He said, most individuals, they overestimate what they can do in a year and grossly underestimate what they can do in 10 years. Super important to understand that. Like, you know, we have time. How old are you? Can I ask? My mom said never to ask, but I want to ask.
I'm 33.
You are young.
Awesome. Good number.
Like, you got time. Good number. Very good number. You have time. And so you have to take all these things into consideration. Like rather than focus on, there's two learnings about the, what do you prefer, ladder or staircase? What helps you in your visualization?
Probably ladder.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm a ladder sort of person too. Okay. That's why I like that in the metaphor. Okay, I want you to understand two major important things. And these are reasons why people fail on their path to success. They get overwhelmed by the height of the ladder, right? Number one, they're overwhelmed by the height of the ladder. And the whole time they're looking at the top of the ladder and they're just overwhelmed by it. It makes them freeze and they get paralyzed on the rung that they're at. That's number one. Number two, they're looking at where other people are on their ladders. Again, remember, you don't know when they started. So you can't even compare yourself to other people. You don't know their conditions and you don't know when they started. So just rule that out. What do you need to do? Focus on the next rung on the ladder. That's it.
Yeah. And I saw in the chat, you're actually reading James Clear's book right now, right? So yeah, you put those principles into action of that 1% better every day. That's like one rung higher every day. You're on chapter three.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually, I've actually been listening to it on repeat. I'm on my third time.
Okay, nice. Good. Good.
You got it.
You know, our book's on audiobook too. Have you listened to our book yet?
Put that on your list next.
I haven't had a chance to see it. No.
And rinse and repeat that a few times in a month.
Because what Steph was saying earlier about the three P's, at some point we'd love to see you in Mind Power Breakthrough. And if that's not doable right now, then at least do the book, because chapter one actually is, it'll walk you through how to find your three P's. So you can do that in advance of the course.
Andy says, get that audiobook. Yeah, for sure. So, super, super important. Focus on the rung. Like, stop looking at other people and their ladder. I know this is probably different than what you were thinking, because you were like, I keep feeling the opposite of that happening, because you said that you kind of want to feel inspired. You said, I want to be able to look at other people's posts, hear their stories, see their success, and feel inspired. Again, intrinsic inspiration is better than extrinsic inspiration all day long. Mm-hmm. So remember that in terms of a golden nugget. Also, stop comparing. You don't know where they started. They're on their ladder. Also, don't look at how tall your ladder is. Look at the next rung. And then another powerful nugget for you. There was a yogi by the name of Patanjali who wrote a little book called the Yoga Sutras somewhere around 400 AD. Patanjali said that every day we should go out and look for the divine in everyone. And if we do that, then we will also be divine. And so the reality is, what you want to do is you want to, this is coming back almost directly to your question, is you want to just look at their successes and say, I can see that they're successful. I notice that they're successful, because if you can see it and notice it, the only reason you can see it and notice it is because you're on that path to success. So stop trying to do an emotional comparison. Look at it as a benchmark and say, since I can notice it, that means it's possible for me to achieve it. How does that feel?
I saw the shift.
Yeah, I'm not gonna cry, guys.
So seriously, this right there's some gold. I hope all of you caught that. Like, just look, celebrate their successes. And the good news is, you know, you have an opportunity, because we know the organization that you're part of, where you can model that excellence, get out of the emotions of it and be like, what's your strategy, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Or boyfriend? Like, give me strategy. Like, I know the system. Yeah. I want strategies within the system. Like, help me understand that so that I can get up to your level. And that's how a lot of people create success really fast, is by modeling excellence. Cool. Does that help?
Yeah, that was great. Thank you both.
Cool.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Welcome to Boost.
Thanks for being
having
here.
You.
Thanks for bringing a great question.
Thanks for playing it 100%. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners, it's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained mind power coach?
If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the MindPower Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.